2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, everybody has challenges in their lives. It doesn't matter how much we think we've got it together or how smooth things seem to be going, whether it be a relationship thing, a work thing, a school thing, a something thing. There's always seems to be some numpty builds this bloody great big wall in front of you. What do you do about it? Today, we're joined by Fiza Ismail. She has this phenomenal coaching business called Move Mountains. Now, just the name inspires confidence, so she gets what we're going to do. Welcome, Fiza.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me.
Now, Move Mountains.
Yes.
Why Move Mountains? I mean, other than the obvious, get out a great big spade and start digging, why is Moving Mountains the name of your business?
Well, I was in Mongolia last year on this Mount Khuten expedition.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Literal climbing. And I was going up this pretty high mountain. I was like, what do I call myself? You know,
we have all had that discussion. I've got this great idea, but what do I call it?
Exactly. Yep. And I'm like looking at the tip of the mountain. I'm like, you know what? Let's just call myself Move Mountains Coaching. If anyone can move mountains, it's me.
Fair enough. Yes. So always been a coach?
No. So my journey started last year in May. Okay. Previously, I was an accountant.
Of course you were. Do you know how many people we speak to who are, well, I used to be an accountant, but you know, it didn't do it for me anymore.
Exactly.
So we decided to go and do something else.
Yeah.
Okay. So why an accountant?
It was probably the direction that mom and dad put me in. Okay. They said, as an accountant, you'll be having a good career. You'll have that work-life balance. You'll earn good money. You'll get to travel the world. I'm like, sold. The status?
Yeah. Go mom and dad. Right. Yep. Cool.
Yes.
Is that a family thing? Is that something that they had a lot of experience with themselves? Or is it just an excellent type of career for a woman of our generation?
So a bit of my background, I'm Malaysian by origin. So in Malaysia, we are, put it this way, like conditioned to have a degree from university. So you're either a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you're an engineer to be successful in life.
Right.
So without a degree, you can't go far in life. So that's the conditioning where I came from. So when I came to Australia 12 years ago, that was the path that mom and dad put me on.
There's certainly a good foundation to that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yes,
but
yes.
Don't you end up with way too many lawyers and doctors in Malaysia?
For sure. You know, everyone's just going and it's always work. What's next? You know, what's that promotion? How much money do I have in my bank account? How big is the house? So it's pretty much, you know, like you are judged on your success based on what you have in life. Society's perception of you is based on that.
Okay. So came to Australia because... Yes.
I know, mom and dad wanted me to have that exposure, go and live your life. It's not just about studying. They wanted me to embrace, you know, different cultures. And English isn't my first language. So when I came here, it was a struggle for me. I couldn't even speak. Yeah.
Wow.
To be able to look into people's eyes directly, that was uncomfortable for me.
Of course. From a cultural point of view, that
exactly.
was inappropriate.
Yes.
And of course, from an Australian point of view, it would have been like, we're having a conversation. Why aren't you looking at me?
Yeah, I'm just having a moment.
Yeah, I'm just gazing off into the wild blue yonder. Okay.
Yes.
So was that the biggest challenge you found?
So when I moved to Australia, I came as an international student. So I had to do my year 12 foundation. Then I went to uni, mm-hmm. which I did my bachelor in accounting. So coming here as an international student, you know, it's overwhelming. You're homesick. No one's here except you. So to be able to make decisions, it's everything is on you. Studying full time and then having to work part time, that's tough. And again, like, you know, trying to find that sense of belongingness. Who's your friends? How do I make friends? You just don't know where to start. So coming here, that was the number one challenge for me.
You've come across here as a student. You've
yes.
done your accountancy side yeah. of things.
Mm-hmm.
So you followed that almost predestined path. Tick that box. Okay, so this is what I'm expected of me. This is what I'm. This is how I'm measuring my success. And I've got my accountancy degree now.
Yep.
So you moved into an accountant's job.
Yes.
You did what was expected of you.
Yes.
What happened?
I had a moment.
A moment.
I had a moment. Like you said, you're perfectly right. You know, you tick off. Yep, university degree ticked. Get a good job. Tick.
Speak English. Tick.
Exactly.
Fit in. Tick.
Exactly.
Buy bikini for beach. Tick.
Ticked.
Yep.
Travel the world.
Ticked.
Money in the account. Ticked. Status. Ticked. Everything was there. Then I lost a family member that's really close to me. And when that happened, I just sat down and I'm like, you know what? What's the purpose of my life? I've done all this tick, 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 tick. What's next? Yeah, am I going to continue working in this role until I retire, till I'm 60, and then what next? I had a 1 year off from work, and that was when, you know, discovering what I really want in life. Mm-hmm. And most often, we don't ask what we want in life. We do not even have the time.
You're so busy trying to tick the boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
That you don't have that chance to go, right, hang on a minute. Is there a point to me being here?
Exactly. So having that time off, just sitting in the space, seeking for answers. So I stumbled across personal development. So a lot of readings, a lot of audios, you know, and I stumbled across this event and it was about coaching, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm open. Let's just hear what it's about. And not till I went there, it's all about, you know, your inner self, how you work on your emotions, your mental capacity. And it is very true because your inner your reflection is a reflection of your career, your relationship, you know, your health, everything. And I'm like, could this be the missing link? And yeah, I got so obsessed about personal development that it changed everything and my perspective of the world changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you then found, I suppose, the confidence or the bravery is a funny word. It sort of kind of, you know, conjures up Disney and flaming red hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you found the position in the world where you're able to go, actually, I'm going to make some different decisions about me here. And is that when you started mountain climbing?
No. Mountain climbing started 2014, November, during my time as an accountant. And I think because...
Accountants climbing mountains.
Yeah,
excellent.
I'm like, I need a challenge. I need drive. You know, let's go mountain climbing. And the first thing is like Nepal, because that's where Everest is, right? So...
Okay, so we didn't... So what I'm hearing is you didn't just start with a hill out the back of your house.
Oh, no. I went straight, to the big mountain. Yeah, you know, like goodbye, Kings Park.
Yeah, I've done the Jacob's Ladder. What's next?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. So Nepal it was.
Nepal it was. So like Google, yep, that's where Everest is. Going to start training. Let's do it. Yeah. And again, you know, I remember like a week before my expedition, a lot of my friends told me that I wasn't going to make it.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
Yeah, I was going to die in the mountains. And that put me on a back seat. And I'm like, you know what? Like, why aren't you supporting me? Yeah. And that's no different to all this, you know, like negative self-talk that we have. And I was like looking around, oh my God, like where are my supportive friends? You know, I'm going to go on this expedition. I need you.
Was that their fear talking, do you think?
Yes, of course.
So that was them going, that would terrify the hell out of me and we don't want to lose you, so we're going to tell you you can't go. But you went anyway.
I went anyway.
Why? Why did you go anyway? Everybody around you saying, hang on a minute, this is a really bad plan. You're going to die. We're never going to see you again. We're going to have to recover your body from the middle of the upper northern face on, you know, Everest. You're going to look like a popsicle. We're not going to be able to get to you till summer.
Yeah.
And yet you went anyway.
Because there's one tiny voice in me that said, I can do it. I believe in myself more than anything, and I will prove these people wrong. So that made me go.
And clearly, since you're sitting here today,
I'm still alive.
You did not turn into a popsicle.
No.
So what was the best thing about that climb for you?
Kid you not, I was literally crying myself to bed every night. It was the most excruciating walk ever. But something about that experience taught me in life, like, you know, like just take that one step and the next step and the next step. You know, don't focus on the destination, but just breathe in that journey. Yeah. And when I came back, I was like, yeah, what's the next mountain? I knew what was going to come. Like, the pain, yes, it's going to still be there. But how do you react? How do you keep calm in those situations? That makes a big difference.
So you've done the comply with parents' expectation thing. You've done the this is what society expects of me,
yes,
thing. And I think some of that is our own expectations of what we think society expects of us as well. And they're often quite as real, yeah, as what society is truly saying to us. It's us trying to fit in. You know, your comment, you said when you moved to Australia, where are my friends? What do I do here? How do I fit? It's so easy to become beige.
That's right.
Isn't it? To go, hang on a minute, this is how I can be the same as everybody else.
Exactly.
There's a classic line in a movie which says, we're all individuals.
Yes.
But I'm not. You know, with the little voice. But accepting that side of you, it takes, yeah, a lot of self-strength. And sometimes I find that, you know, I'm sitting in a hole. Sometimes you just not quite see over the edge of that hole, and you need someone to go, see that big rock in the corner? Move it against the wall and stand on it. You go, oh yeah. And yeah, you move the rock against the wall, and then suddenly you can see over the edge and you can,
exactly,
start that journey out. Is that what Move Mountains coaching does?
Move Mountains coaching. Let's say, like, you know, like you're struggling to climb that mountains of yours, regardless what it is, yeah? And you're scared and you just don't know where to start. So you look around. Remember, like, those friends that I told you about? They didn't believe in me. Whereas Move Mountains coaching, I want to tell you that I believe in you, and take my hands. It's okay to be scared, but take my hands and we'll go on the journey together.
Okay, so does it matter what that journey is?
No. As long that you have, you know, the passion, as long you have the drive, as long you have faith in yourself, let's do it.
So obviously, because of your experience along the way with your journey, your own journey,
yeah,
it's not just, you haven't just sat there and gone, you know, the ripe old age of 17, 18, come out of school, go, I'm going to be a life coach. I actually met a life coach the other day. He is 21. Now, no criticisms to 21-year-olds out there.
Yeah.
But if me at 46 is looking for a life coach, I assure you it's not someone who's 21. And that's my own bias,
yes,
coming there.
Yeah.
That's my going, you know what, dude, you haven't been on the planet long enough,
uh-huh,
to be able to help me with anything. Look, uh-huh, I get it that you've got a degree in psychology.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
But you don't have the life skills. And I would feel uncomfortable having that conversation, obviously,
yes,
with him and going, well, this is what I'm struggling with. Because,
yes,
you know, I've been married for 20 years and I'm having a drama here. And he's going, okay, you've been married as long as I've been alive. Okay. there's just a continuity issue here.
Yes.
So,
yes,
having been through this journey yourself,
yeah,
you can obviously empathetically listen to what's going on, as,
yes,
opposed to taking a book and saying, oh, it's page 76 says this is the next question that I ask you.
Exactly.
I mean, page 76 might be really useful,
yeah,
but you know, it doesn't draw on obviously your life skills there.
That's right.
And that transformation.
That's right. Yes.
So what was the hardest thing about making that decision to actually get on that plane?
To go to Nepal?
To go to Nepal.
It was more the excitement, more than anything. Yes, the uncertainty is pretty scary, but you do know that fear and excitement, they're actually the same feeling, yeah? And I think the moment that you take action, the fear goes. So getting on that plane, literally, kid you not, like, a friend picked me up at home and we went to the airport. She was nice enough to drop me at the airport and then literally at the departure gate.
Well, she thought it was the last time she was ever going to see,
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, goodbye world. She literally had to push me because I didn't want to go, Jackie. I didn't want to go. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know where am I going. I don't even know what Nepal. I mean, like, yeah.
Well, thank goodness it was that friend and not one of your other friends who would have said, that's fine, you don't want to go.
Yeah, I would have probably,
let's go for coffee.
Yeah, I would have just taken up on the offer. But thanks to her, like, she literally pushed me to the departure gate. Even though I'm like, oh my God, there's still time to turn back, yeah?
Sure, I'm going to blow $2,000 on airfares, but I'm still trying to turn back.
It was actually Annapurna base camp. So I left all my makeup kits, you know, everything. So all I had was literally my backpack and all my trekking gears.
So you literally left your old, effectively old persona, your whole self-identity behind as you go on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. So goodbye, you know, high heels, goodbye makeups, goodbye earrings, all those things that we need, you know, put it that way. So it was just back to basic. And then rocked up there, arrived in Nepal, it was just chaotic. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, like...
Of course, you're traveling alone as well.
Yeah, that, you know what, put it that way. That was my first mountain, plus that was my first ever solo trip.
So we're not doing things by halves. We're really jumping in boots
and
all
here.
You know
what? Yeah, let's just do it all in, yeah. Don't do halves, you know.
Well, I guess if once you're there, you're there.
I'm there. Mm. And there's no turning back. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. Do they speak English? Of course they do.
So that's an interesting thing. You've said here, you're there and there's no turning back.
No.
But of course, at any stage, you could have chosen to quit. When you get off the plane, you could have not left there. You could have not got on the bus. You could have not joined the tour. You could have not set your tent up. All these one step, you could have chosen at any stage to go, no.
I could have.
But you didn't.
No.
So this is the learnings and this is the experience that you bring to your coaching with your clients, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Because 2 days before we reached base camp, I was starting to get altitude sickness and my chest were infected, yeah? And my trek guide...
This is the gods going, dude, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yep, I couldn't sleep at night. You know, I was just congested. I was having difficulties in breathing and my gut was asking me, would you like to turn back? Yeah, it's better for you to turn back. And I'm like, no, we are going to make it. I want to go there. Yeah, so it was just pushing through the pain. Yeah.
And you've come back and you've decided, right, that's it, I'm not going to be an accountant anymore.
The accountant part probably started 2.5 years ago. That was after another mountain. I was like, yeah, no.
I see a theme.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't know, maybe like if you ask me to climb another mountain, I might come by, hey, this is not what I want to do now.
Yeah, I'm now going to be Placid Lake coaching.
You know, yeah.
Okay, cool. So if the people who are listening here, they're obviously going, well, you've climbed mountains. I'm not about climbing mountains. I just need to get over this next hurdle.
Yes.
What's the one piece of advice to make a difference tomorrow or next hour or as soon as they finish listening to this, what should they do?
Take a moment and just sit down in your space and allow, you know, the thoughts to come through to you and ask yourself, what do I want? Just ask yourself that.
Without judgment, I'm assuming. Not trying to justify it, not trying to say I can't afford this yet at the moment. Just completely without judgment.
Without judgments, without, you know, the self-limiting beliefs or the talks. Just ask yourself, what do I want? What do I really want compared to what society wants me to be? Mm-hmm. Just sit in that space.
And then call you for coffee.
Call me for coffee.
So if they want to get hold of you,
yes,
what's the best way to do that?
So, Move Mountains Coaching Facebook page, and that will be linked to Fiza Ismail.
So that's the easiest way rather than trying to work out how to spell your name.
I am unique though.
That is true. Okay, so Move Mountains Coaching on the Facebook page.
That's right.
And you can just message you through there, connect it up, do that sort of thing.
Website is coming soon. So I think best way to contact me is through Facebook or LinkedIn, Fiza Ismail. FizaIsmail.
Straight through either LinkedIn or the Facebook page to start
with.
And then they can catch up with you, have coffee, have a bit of a chat.
Exactly.
You can see if there's obviously some synergies here because that's important about coaches as well, is that there actually is a connection.
Exactly.
And if you resonate beautifully, you can go and climb mountains together.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, great. Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.